Senator Coates, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I sure like that advanced weather forecast.
Oh, well, we're trying nice. Because you've been on enough on this program where you've questioned me at the end of it saying, well, what are you doing with all of that? We do see some snowflakes kind of dancing around, but we hope the weather's okay in Boston this weekend as well. Are you watching the Colts at all?
Oh, am I watching the Colts? Are you kidding? I mean, I of course, we know what it's like going up to Foxborough and playing the Patriots up there, but we do need some decent weather, and I hope that what weather you talked about here will end up in Boston on Sunday, I guess it is.
Let's hope it scoots on over, and the Colts, again, on the road, winning in Denver. We're not going to spend the whole morning talking sports. We know you're very busy. And
I'd love to spend the whole morning talking sports. That's
nice
my
break.
Number one passion. I stayed up to watch every minute of the game last night, and plus the post game. And
you sound like me. You should have just called me. We could have talked that. I was up as well, and the alarm went off kind of early this morning. I noticed that about 12:50 when everything got wrapped up there in Jerry World. Ohio State winning the Big Ten. That's always good. But on Capitol Hill, we got to get back to the facts and the figures. The Republicans are now in charge, so it's a very busy time. Everything getting reorganized, committees being put together. Tell us where you're going to be serving and how the Republicans are going to move this forward.
Well, it is a new day because there's new management, and we've suffered under 4 years of Harry Reid, which essentially stopped everything in its tracks at probably doing some of the bidding for the president. But what we have right now is a situation that post this election in November, Democrats are looking to work with us, and the first proof of that was yesterday. They're cooperating. I think they feel like they've been somewhat liberated. We had this vote on Keystone Pipeline, and we had a very solid 63 vote move this bill forward. 10 Democrats supported this basically Republican-led effort on Keystone Pipeline, and there are a couple more who weren't able to get back to vote. It probably would have taken us to 65, so that's pretty close to maybe being able to override a veto, which the president has promised. To me, this is a no-brainer bill. It provides more energy independence, less dependence on Middle Eastern oil, provides about 40,000 construction jobs. We're getting this oil from our friends, the Canadians, and from some northern states, North Dakota and Montana. And it just all around seems to be the right thing to do. So I'm much more optimistic about going forward. And I think the message of November was let's cooperate and work together. And this is a good start.
Senator Dan Coates is our guest this morning. One angle we've been looking at when we speak here, especially in this part of the world, is the medical device tax. Talk about where that is right now and where that's on the list of priority for Republicans moving forward.
Well, I'll be on the committee that will be dealing with that. As you know, I've taken a very strong position in terms of how egregious this tax is and how it is a stifled growth of the medical device industry, particularly in Indiana. Your own Cook company had to scratch five new projects and new facilities and some hiring because of this tax, and the same is true for a lot of our northern Indiana medical device firms. This is one of the innovative, pardon the pun, but cutting-edge new developments in medicine that we can export around the world. There was a huge gross sales tax slapped on them in order to pay for Obamacare, or partly pay for Obamacare. And I think this also has, I know this has bipartisan support, and this will be coming up relatively soon here. I chair a caucus. I represent the Democrats. Amy Klobuchar, a Democrat from Minnesota, represents I represent Republicans. She represents the Democrats. And we have a bipartisan support for this also. So I think we have a very good chance of overturning this and having a much more sensible playing field for our medical device people, which provide a lot of good jobs for Hoosiers.
Our guest this morning, United States Senator from the great state of Indiana, it is Dan Coates. Julie?
Yeah. Senator Coates, another big issue right now and a scary one are the terrorism attacks over in Europe and in France. Tell us, how should the U.S. be reacting to this? How are we reacting, as a nation, and what should we be doing?
You know, that picture that came out yesterday of the world leaders standing arm in arm, Prime Minister of Israel and Palestinian President, along with Germany, France, Britain, and so forth, was a devastating condemnation of the fact that the United States didn't have a presence in that picture. This could be a defining moment where nations of the world have stood up and said, enough is enough. We are standing together, and we are not yielding to this terrorist brutality of ISIS and Al-Qaeda, and we're going to take every step necessary, and we were missing in action on that. It just reaffirmed the fact that, you know, we have a president who is behind the curve, who is tepid, who can't make decisions, but not to show up and not to have, if not the president, the vice president, or some major figure. And here we now learn that our attorney general was in Paris at the time of this and yet didn't show up. Sent a signal, I think, to the world, to our friends, and to our enemies.
Is there any acceptable...
The United States is just disengaged.
Is there any acceptable rationale for not being a part of that?
Not in my... You know, the White House, it's almost laughable if it wasn't so devastating. The excuses for this, they basically, frankly, they did say there is no excuse for this. It is a huge, huge mistake, I think. And I don't know if they can... The problem is it reaffirms what has happened here with lack of leadership on foreign policy issues, and particularly on this terrorist issue coming out of the White House. The president wants to withdraw from just about everything. And I just think it sends absolutely the wrong message to the world, who now wants to finally stand up against this brutality that we see on YouTube and we see in the videos and so forth that's coming out of ISIS and coming out of these terrorist groups.
And we saw yesterday as well some social media from the U.S. military being hacked into as well. So it's a strange time, an unbalanced time, if you will. Who sets the balance back? Does America play that role, or is it more? Does it have to be like we saw in France? Does it have to be a group of nations putting this back in balance?
Well, I have said for some time that, you know, we can't solve every problem in the world. We've made a major effort over in the Middle East, and it hasn't turned out so well with tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of troops. Until the civilized world stands up and stands together, until the moderate Muslim world stands up and stands with us and gets engaged in this, we're not going to solve this problem. But this issue in France and that picture, which showed the world leaders standing together and the U.S. being absent. It doesn't mean we can only rely on the United States, but it does mean that we need to be part of this effort. And here all these other nations now have wanted to go forward, and we're not there. That's very troubling, and I think it's going to have some very bad consequences.
Senator, we appreciate your time this morning. We know you've got a busy schedule, and we appreciate you shoehorning us in for a few minutes, and we hope to talk to you in the future.
Well, I look forward to it. Best to both of you. Keep putting out those nice warm weather forecasts.
Absolutely. And let's hope one more road win for the Colts this weekend.
Yes.
And then it's on to greener
pastures. Absolutely. Go Colts.